Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of Loud About Nothing. It's me, your boy, the hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
Hey, beautiful people.
Hey, beautiful people.
What's up?
What's up, girl?
How we doing? How are you?
I'm the only person that can...
Break my do not disturb.
Put
this is what you wanted.
Put your mother on there.
This is what you wanted.
I can't be the only person.
This is it. You're the only person.
It's for somehow... Every so often, Robbie pulls these moves that...
You asked for this.
No, I did not.
You asked for this.
You can't...
You said I need to fix it.
You can't victim blame me
you
for this.
You asked for this.
Do not victim blame me for this. I had to... You just brought this up, and I go, I need to say this on mic, because I sometimes feel more comfortable talking about this stuff when we're at least performing a little bit, rather than you just being like... Because we're off mic just now, and Robbie goes, I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Great, you're right. You saw,
you're the only person.
He goes like this. He goes, two heavy breaths. He loves to do heavy breaths before speaking to me.
I'm dramatic. People don't know that.
You're the only person that is alive. No, you go, I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb for the show. And then you look at me, you go, you're the only person who could break the Do Not Disturb on my phone. And then you do a kissy face.
I did a kissy face first.
So I'm just like, I need other people.
You asked for this.
I didn't. I asked. All I asked for was.
Is that you can contact me.
In the middle of the day.
Well, it's on Do Not Disturb a lot during the
all
day.
All I asked.
So you can always break it.
All I thank you. Trust me. Can I tell you what?
What?
I'm not going to abuse it.
No, I don't think you will.
I'm not going to abuse it at all. I'm never going to be calling you. The only time that I might call you is 11 o'clock rolls around and I'm not hearing from you. And then I got
11 a.m. Yeah.
11 a.m.
Yeah. So people know.
Yes,
a very reasonable time.
A very reasonable hour is maybe when I might disturb you when during the Do Not Disturb is me hitting you up at 11. Be like, hey, what's going on? I thought we were meeting at 11.
Nice.
And put someone else on. I don't want to be the only
one.
You
don't want to be the only one?
No, I don't need that specialness.
Well, you might retain it. I'll let you know.
Okay. Think about it. Don't.
I will. Think about it.
Someone else deserves that privilege along with me.
Okay.
Someone else, you know?
All right.
Beautiful.
Maybe my brother.
Nice. Two brothers.
What are you doing? Do you want to go to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden this week?
What do you wait to get on the podcast to give me?
Because you would say no any other time. Do you want to come with me? My brother and my roommate to the Brooklyn Botanic
Your
Garden.
Your brother's here. I'll go.
You will go? Wow!
Don't make
it's
it,
a miracle, people.
Don't make it
He's
seem
gonna
like
come.
I'm such a. You make it seem like I never want to hang out with you.
No, just this me the Botanic Garden.
Everyone,
maybe doesn't seem like a Sebastian thing. I don't know.
Everyone, rewind the episode and go look at Robbie's face. You make me feel bad. Like
no,
I don't
know. You're good.
No
you're good.
Stuff.
You're good. You're good.
This was you. You go. Will you come? I wait till other people can hear. Will you come and spend the day with me? And I go. Yeah. I go. Ah! You will. You will. He said he will. Ding dong, ding dong.
Of course.
I feel like I'm in a Disney movie.
That is nice.
Wow. I didn't know. I didn't know I could spread joy that
you
that
could easily.
Easily. Yeah. I'll go to the Botanic Garden.
Nice. It'll be nice
in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Nice.
During the day.
I was in a scenario the other day.
Okay.
I think that this is... I'm just changing the topic real hard because I don't want... Before you start asking me...
No, we don't need to plan specific details of our week out.
Before all of a sudden I'm getting another thing.
Okay.
So I'm changing topics really hard. Something that I think that we need to come up with a societal norm something that we do in a scenario that's always awkward, that we don't have a standard for, is when people sing happy birthday to you, what do you do as the recipient? What do you do?
I guess you could either sing along, you dance, or you just kind of sit there.
Right? There needs to be a societal norm of what you do on the other side of happy birthday.
Yeah, I think the worst, in general, it's awkward to get sung at.
Because you're getting sung at.
Yeah. I think it's awkward almost always.
You're getting sung at. I think the worst is when people talk in between the singing. So happy birthday to you. Jessica, make sure you shut the light. Like, they're trying to, like, instruct people what to do because they're uncomfortable.
Okay.
I think that's
the
worst. The
person who's receiving it.
That's the worst thing you could do.
I've never done
receiver.
That, but yeah.
The second most douchey thing I think you could do is pretend to be a conductor.
Okay.
That's a very old man thing.
People do that, yeah.
Because people don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I do when people sing happy birthday to me?
What?
I cry.
You cry? Every time?
Pretty much. I mean, I don't think anyone's saying happy birthday to me for a few years.
That's what I was just going
to... No one sings happy birthday to me.
Same.
Isn't that... As a grown man, no one sings happy birthday to you.
I think I'm cool with that.
I'm not.
You want to be sung happy birthday?
Well, here's the thing. I never got it as a child.
Just to you.
Because it would be for both of us.
You want a solo happy birthday song?
I never get a solo happy birthday song.
You would cry if I sang happy birthday to you?
No, because you'd make it weird.
How would I make it weird?
You'd make it about you somehow. What? You'd make it about like how...
That's what I'm always doing, making it about me.
No, but if you sang happy birthday to me, you would somehow make it like... Look at me, I'm singing happy birthday. If you sang happy birthday, me and you sat in this room, no cameras, and you sang happy birthday to me, I would
expect sobbing.
I would be bawling.
Really?
Tears rolling down. Yeah. The subways, it would be.
I believe it.
It would look like the subways were flooding, and they go, what's happening? Is it another Hurricane Sandy? No, Robbie's singing happy birthday alone to Sebastian.
I believe it.
You better watch out. August 24th, those tears, it might be flooded in New York.
Too bad the cameras won't see.
I wouldn't cry on camera.
Okay.
But I never got it. And so.
Yeah.
And so I always watch other people receiving it. I go, that's an awkward thing.
When it's you and your sister, is it less awkward because it's the two of you? Because
I'm focused on, I'm singing to her.
Okay.
And she's focused on.
Oh, you're both singing still.
Yeah. Because they'll go like
right,
this,
happy birthday
to Carly, Sebastian, and they'll sing like all the names.
Yes.
At once.
I've been in that scenario.
Yeah, that's a normal adult scenario.
Yes.
That's most of your adult life is being lumped into other birthdays.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But there's something about being alone in a car with a person. They pull out a cupcake. They light it and they sing to you. And you can't even look at them. You have to start looking out the window and start going, start making noises to fight tears.
That's... I think specific to you because you never maybe got it as a child.
You don't think this is a universal
truth? People are always crying. I mean, people get upset on their birthdays for sure.
No, I'm crying because someone cares about me.
That's nice.
Someone cares.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed since I've been trying to be happier?
Okay.
What a beautiful thing. Hey.
Subscribe to the Patreon for more of that journey.
Sub to the Patreon. Let me take a coffee sip. This is
nice,
beautiful.
Let's
take a nice coffee sip break.
Okay.
You know, some people listen to us when they're going to sleep. Some people listen in the morning. Nothing better.
Tasty.
Truly, I go to sleep some nights excited for the morning coffee.
That's nice.
It's amazing.
It's tasty.
It's so good. I get excited for like...
That's what gets you out of bed?
It's actually what's more important than get me out of bed. It what's gets me to go to sleep.
Wow.
It gets me to go to sleep because then I know it will come sooner.
That's how excited you are.
I learned that as a child for Christmas. I go, don't stay up. The sooner you fall asleep, the sooner the gifts will come.
That stuff freaks me out.
What?
Sleep freaks me out.
It should.
Sometimes it takes me an hour to mentally... process what sleep is.
I read an article that would give you the willies.
All right, don't give it to me.
I didn't tell you.
Don't give it to me.
I didn't tell you, but I read an article that would give you the absolute willies.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably so.
I know. I protect you. You don't realize. I protect you in some ways, too.
Thank you.
So, yeah, coffee. It makes me, some things in the morning don't get me out of bed, but make me want to go to bed, which is even more beautiful, I think.
That is really beautiful.
Because
I haven't had that in a long time.
And coffee is one of those things that goes, oh, if I go to sleep, I'll get to have my cup of coffee sooner in the morning.
Wow. You really love coffee.
You have no idea. I told my sister that I can't wait till I switch over to decaf so then I could just slam it all day.
I heard there's something like not good about decaf because I used to drink decaf at work.
Uh-oh. I'm never drinking it again. You heard something? Is it not bad about decaf? This is what you heard?
I forget what it was.
So everyone out there, if you drink decaf coffee, know your life is at is being threatened.
My mom
right now
drinks decaf.
Well, you should let her know my that mom you drank heard decaf something might be bad about
most
decaf
of my life. And then I started trying to drink it when I was working, I remember. And I remember looking it up and it was like, you shouldn't do this.
Most things almost everything that people do, someone could say, well, I heard this is a bad thing.
You're right.
And then give no specifics ever.
And then most people do that.
Most people love to freaking do 100%. That. People love to yuck your yum.
100%.
People love to. I literally said it makes me go to bed earlier.
Not decaf.
No, I know. And I go, I can't wait till the day I drink decaf. And you go, well, I heard it makes you. I heard it's
going to kill you.
Something
it might kill
you. It's really bad. It will kill you.
Yeah.
Everything was going to kill us,
right? You're right.
You know what kills us the most?
The sun.
Time.
Yeah.
Look at me. The poet has shown up.
The poet is here.
Beautiful. So, yeah, it's nice. We'll go to the Botanic Gardens. I'll get high. I've been getting high a lot.
Nice.
It's been beautiful. It's been so beautiful getting high. I was lying.
it's great.
I'm finding the joy in weed again.
That's nice. Oh, but yeah, you're not smoking.
No.
Which is great.
I'm not smoking. Edibles. I get the fast acting, so they're done. With the half hour, I'm in bed fucking giggling my ass off, watching Game of Thrones, pausing it to jerk off.
Wow.
Not pausing it to jerk off. I shouldn't say that.
I've done that. I told you.
No, usually I'll wait till the end of the app.
Okay.
But yeah, life ain't bad. And what I've noticed about when I'm trying to find happiness and feeling good is that the things that suck in life stand out even more.
Yes, absolutely.
The things that aren't causing you happiness, all of a sudden, when you have some sort of light in your life, praise Jesus.
I lost you. But so the things, when you have the light, what happens?
When you have some light in your life, you see like the things that are like taking from you more.
Okay.
Emotionally.
I feel like I'm doing bad, then small things really start to bother me. Whereas, like, if my life was good, most of the shit that bothers me right now wouldn't bother me. If that makes sense. It's just small little things are just like, it's like, all right, if I had the life I want.
What's a small little thing
that's
bothering you lately, Rob?
It's more like behavior.
Like people's
certain
behavior.
People's behavior, I guess.
Anything Subcom Baby's done?
No.
Subcom Baby's an angel, huh?
Sure.
To you?
Yeah.
In your family's eyes.
Yeah, for sure. My family's eyes.
In your family's eyes. I'm
right. No, not any of your behavior. Just like small little things that are unavoidable or I wouldn't feel as bad about. Like, I mean, I have to work still as a lifeguard. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain small things that it's just like if my life was a little better, I would be feeling great.
Yeah.
Nothing would be bothering me because I'm like, I could move past this, but since my life is so in my apartment, like I can't really do much. It's just like the small little things I have a lot of time to ruminate about and sit and think about. Whereas like if I'm money and busy and stuff like that, I'm not fucking stressing the small stuff.
Busyness helps you not care about the little things in life.
Exactly.
Can you imagine how much torture it would have been in medieval times if you got in an argument with someone, then they left for war for 5 years?
A small feud, yeah. Small feuds would...
They just grow
inside.
Exactly, yeah,
100%.
This is why murder was rampant.
Yeah.
Because it would just be like something small happened. They wouldn't kneel. You didn't kneel fast enough for the king, who just became king. You would leave for war. The king would ruminate that their cousin didn't kneel fast enough. Yeah. Next thing you know, everyone got fucking poisoned in the city.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's a bloodbath. People are getting skinned.
For sure. I mean, that's a little bit of Game of Thrones. right?
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Interesting. So for me, I think that when everything felt bad for a little bit, then it was like, oh, everything's bad. But now that some things are better, I was like, oh, not everything's bad. These things are bad.
Okay, and you can focus in on that.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But then I'm noticing, like, this is pretty sad to admit. I'm starting to laugh.
That's good.
Isn't that crazy?
You're laughing more?
Yeah, by myself. I'm laughing.
Oh, I laugh by myself every day. I'm cracking up. That's what's good about weed.
Yeah,
or is it not even weed?
It's not even weed. Yeah. But I'm just cracking up at shit.
Oh, I crack up every day.
I don't.
It's, you gotta.
And I'm finding the, like, some joy in some comedy stuff again.
Nice.
And it's making me feel beautiful.
Where are you getting the, what comedy?
From, like,
who's making you laugh?
Some memes and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like, same.
Yeah, it's mostly
like niche internet.
Isn't that crazy?
Culture.
Who's my favorite comedian? Memes.
I mean,
it's crazy.
It's more because there's a lot of context. So it's like you, it's a really specific, for me, it's like specific inside jokes that you need a lot of context for make me laugh.
Well, that's what's so beautiful about the internet today is that niche is the best thing that you could possibly
yes,
be.
Yes, yes.
And that everyone feels like they're inside baseball in some corner of the internet.
Yes.
But for me, when I was a child, my favorite comedian, I loved Chris Farley, right?
Yes.
I loved Chris Rock. And now you go, what makes you laugh? Who's your favorite comedian? I just go memes.
I feel that.
No one's funnier than a meme.
There's a, yeah.
One, I read it in my own voice.
Okay. You get to decide. You get to deliver it.
I get the delivery.
Yes.
Two, it's fast.
100%.
I love a meme.
I know. I mean, I laugh. I obviously watch almost every Laker game. And there's a video. The coach doesn't call timeout. Like, a big part of being a coach is you call timeouts when the other team is on a hot streak. And, like, the Lakers coach doesn't do that. And I laugh every single time at Beetlejuice saying he's just hanging around as the coach of the Lakers. I literally, every time, the meme of him going, what are you doing? Nothing, just hanging around. And that's what the coach kind of does. And it's just so, every single time that the coach doesn't call a timeout and then somebody posts that, which happens almost every game, I laugh at it every single game.
I love that.
Because it makes me annoyed. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, this is a light way to, it's a great juxtaposition. My emotions are high. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, we can all laugh about this.
I want to say something else about the meme stuff.
Okay.
Though. But I love the Beetlejuice memes.
I mean, no one's you bad. Could use them in so many. They're very versatile.
He's incredible.
He's extremely versatile.
His simplicity is poetic.
And then when it fits perfectly into a scenario that's super relative to your life, how great is that?
And the Lakers not calling timeout is the most relative.
Super relative,
super
to, my
relative
life.
To
so,
your life.
So frustrating.
I love memes, and I've been thinking about how much I'm laughing at memes, and I like memes. When I find memes, I love them. I really quickly know who understands me as a person and who doesn't based on what type of meme they send me.
Yes.
You really – sending someone a meme, I don't think we realize how high risk that is.
I agree. Well, for you
– Well, no, I think for anyone because it's just do you understand this person?
Yes.
Do you know their interests? Do you know what they like?
Yes.
Why are you sending them a meme of pandas falling down a slide? Because they said they went to the zoo once?
Okay.
Some people just don't know you.
I think some people, yeah. I get memes a lot that I'm like, I don't think this is that fun. This is really basic. No offense.
People have sent me memes and I said, oh, why did you send this to me?
And they really?
Yeah, I'm flat out, why'd you send this to me? And
that's
then,
good.
And then they'll say, I just want you to know.
Yeah.
Just because I think for me, I love a meme so much, but a meme sent to me, I kind of hate.
Yes.
I kind of hate when someone sends me a meme.
Some people, for me, know like kind of what I want, but not. It's a very select few.
It's smaller than they think.
Yes.
It's actually your closest friends that know how to send you a meme.
Yeah, because I want super niche things.
And here's the thing.
So like a super niche Pokemon meme that 25 people on the internet get, I will laugh at, but like some broad thing that we've covered on the podcast, which is a lot of I guess what people send me, of just like Tony Soprano doing, I mean, which I love Tony, but like
But here's the thing. You probably have already seen
that meme. I've seen 100 times. You've I've seen that joke be told 100 times. Most likely, a lot of these memes. Unless it's super, super niche.
100%. So I think for me, it's like either I know that meme already and I have to pretend that they said. Because I always pretend.
You do.
I never. I go, oh, you won't
hit him with a, I saw that?
I would never disrespect someone by hitting them with I saw that over me. Why would you start? These are the little lies that you need to tell in life, Robbie. You don't need to, if someone's thought of you, sent you a meme, you don't need to go, see, been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, you these just go, oh, you awesome. Tell. You just go hit him with a ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Damn, I sent you. I try to be selective in what I send you.
Let's see. Look, now this is why I said if you sang me happy birthday, you'd make it about you. Because now all of a sudden it's you're worried about the memes you sent me.
You're right.
I talked to you on the fucking phone. Who cares about the memes I sent you?
No, I want to know what I sent you. I feel like.
I'll tell you this. If I didn't like it, I don't answer.
Really?
With you?
All right. It's not. I don't even know. Maybe it was. I sent you. Must have sent you a link. Because I sent you something that I thought you would think was funny.
Yeah, we can't speak about it on the podcast. Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
So, we cannot speak about it. That cannot be
talked. Oh, the Stronger Men's Conference. That was funny.
But I responded to that.
Yeah. You thought it was funny.
I thought that was funny.
And your response, I thought was very funny, too.
So I just wanted to, I think that like, I really could tell, you could tell quickly how well a person knows you by the memes that they send you.
Yes.
It's a real good barometer of your friendship because everyone feels like they're friends enough with you to send a meme.
For sure.
But there's one or two people that actually you'll enjoy the memes that they send.
And you'll know, yeah, they'll know what you actually will laugh at.
I've been trying to get outside.
Okay, that's great.
Do my steps. I don't know. Can you tell I'm glowing?
Yeah. You're seeing the streets?
I go to Rob. I go, could you tell I'm glowing? And he goes, yeah.
Well, we got fancy lights. We got this thing. You're glowing, but you always glow.
You make
in this room.
You make me so happy.
That's good.
You don't understand. I think I need to give you more love for how.
Thank you.
It's
I'll
just,
take it.
Yeah, take the love.
I'll take some
take
love.
Take the love because I would say this. You are an expert at finding the good. I could bring you to the trash and you go, wow. We made a mountain. you find the positive in what I presented to you.
I try to do that. That's and sometimes a great I feel quality. Negative because some people annoy me, really annoy me.
I know.
And I'm like, I try to find the positives in people.
You do.
So when I come up short, it's like, is it me? Because I don't want to dislike people, but I feel more and more less patient with certain people.
That will continue with age.
Yeah.
The older you get, the less that you'll put up with bullshit.
I could see that.
And then imagine you stop putting up with bullshit your whole life, and then all of a sudden, you're in a retirement home. And you're back surrounded by the bullshit.
Yeah, there's got to be so much drama.
Oh, and it's just a collective of people that stop putting up with bullshit. That must be some of the most earnest and frank conversations you've ever heard.
At the retirement home?
Yeah, it must be like, oh, Cecil, do you want to play bridge tonight?
I hate bridge.
Yeah, I hate bridge. I told you 40 times. You never listen. And, ugh, you chew with your dentures and it makes so much noise. You disgust me.
I kind of love that.
I actually, to live your whole life and finally build up the courage to not put up with any bullshit and to throw all those people in the same room is a reality show. Andy Cohen, where are you?
I know.
You know what? Give them some fucking Botox and maybe we could get these old people on TV.
There's a lot. Old people continue to exist and have feelings and are horny and have emotions and have ideas. And they have more complicated thoughts than almost anyone, especially if you're close to death like that.
And ego has been removed a little bit.
Hopefully.
Because life hopefully removes ego. It either makes it – protects you. Either you go one or two ways.
Yeah.
Why isn't there reality shows about an old person? I guess it gets too sad. The cast rotates too much.
I don't know. I mean, Yeah, to be exploitative of old people would be wild in that way. But
who says it's exploitative?
Because reality TV, I just assume.
But if you're like, screw it, I could help my family pay these bills to keep me here by being on the show.
Okay, yeah.
My mother would do that for me in a second. It's just that they are done putting up with bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. As an older person, you live a life so people give you that grace to just talk bluntly.
Yeah, hopefully.
But if you do it as a young person, you're considered an asshole.
Which I feel like I do speak kind of bluntly.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
In some ways.
In some ways. I do try to find the positives in a lot of things.
That's great.
But I think I speak pretty bluntly.
Thank you, Rob.
Right?
In some ways.
Yeah.
So I was outside, and you're always outside. You're an
outside. I try to be.
You're an outdoor cat.
I haven't been as much, but I'm trying to get back.
It's good to get back, right? Yeah. And so I've been trying to get outside to do steps, walk around, see my neighborhood, and it's beautiful out, man.
You live in one of the best neighborhoods in the country.
There we go. I do live in a beautiful neighborhood.
Really?
If I walk one direction by my house, I live in such a beautiful neighborhood. I'm walking outside and I'm looking around, and people watching is so fun.
It is really fun.
To just look at people and see what they're doing. I hide like I'm a celebrity. I wear a hood and a hat. And sunglasses.
I like to do that too. Yeah, I don't wear the sunglasses.
I do it all. You know that the Mean Girls, when the gay guy wears all the things that has the hood zipped, like,
yeah.
That's what I look like outdoors. So if you just see a man that's like a giant man that's visibly hiding, it looks like the guy from Mean Girls. Know that's just me walking the streets.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think he's from Staten Island.
He's from Staten Island?
I know his cousin is from Staten Island. They're from Brooklyn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I like to do that too. I like to walk around with like the worst outfit. Do you have bad outfits that you walk around? I mean, like a hoodie that doesn't match, shorts.
I have a hoodie.
Like, I wear Uggs or Crocs I used to wear, and then a hat down. I'm like, I'm going to have the craziest outfit on when I walk the streets.
I have a hoodie with a rip in it, and I wear like shorts that don't match, and then like no shirt underneath.
Yeah. I used to love doing that in FIDI, where it would just be a huge tourist attraction. I walk around with my...
You let them know that you're a local.
I'm a local, yeah.
Robbie...
Over projecting that I'm a local.
Robbie likes to go to Times Square in his pajamas.
Yeah. I live in New York City!
With a pillow.
I'm not from New Jersey! I swear.
He likes to really prove that he's a local.
I do.
He never wipes the crusties out of his eyes.
Nope. I don't do that either. Sure.
He makes sure. And I'm out. I'm looking around. It's beautiful to be... To be looking at people, to get a little sun on your face is nice. Wearing my sunblock, you wearing your sunblock?
I am.
Good. I'm back on my skincare routine.
That's good. I gotta wash the face at night. But
it's so crazy how just washing your face makes you feel like a complete adult.
I was thinking about that this morning.
When I wash my face in the morning and at night, I literally feel like I could run a country. I feel like I am the most adult man in the entire world. I go, look at me, a double face wash day. I never feel like a parent because I don't have kids. But when I wash my face, I go, maybe I could do twins. Maybe I could handle a set of twins. Look at me. I washed my face twice, moisturized, and did three brushes of the teeth in the day.
Three brushes of the teeth? Two face washes, three brushes of the teeth.
I'm like, oh.
Wow, you really are. And the room's clean?
Nah.
Oh. The room was clean, too. You feel incredible.
Nah, the room's not clean.
Yeah, my room's not that clean either.
You know what the hardest thing is?
What, laundry?
The laundry.
For sure.
The laundry exists in a bag on the floor.
For you?
A lot of the times.
Okay. Never goes away.
And I work through the bag.
Okay.
And then I put it in another bag, and then I put it back in the dirty bag.
Yeah. I mean, I have washer and dryer in my unit, so it's really inexcusable. But no, I think I've been thinking about that too. Routine makes you feel like an adult and makes you feel like I could take more on. But then I'm also like, if I had maybe a relationship and I lived with someone, I'm like, I would be fucking face washing. Everything would be taken care of. I mean, my apartment's clean for the most part, but like, it would be so taken care of. And I'm like, I need to get myself to that point before I come together with someone else.
Can I tell you something?
What?
It's easier to clean your, if you live with someone, it's easier to clean for them than it is for you.
I could see that.
It's easy. That's the thing that no one tells you. It's like a mom cleans, a parent cleans for their children.
Yeah.
A parent cleans for someone else. They don't clean for you. And when a parent asks a child to clean, a child's cleaning because they're told, not for someone. It's like, I have to clean for me.
Yes.
Once you're doing it for someone else, it's easy to do something.
Yeah, because the common area of my apartment, we keep clean.
Because it's not for you.
Exactly.
And if you live with someone, all of a sudden making the bed in the morning, you're not making the bed for you.
It's for the both of you. So then the common area just extends to the bedroom when you live with someone. Same thought process of...
To everything.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this today, since I'm outside, I'm looking, people are emerging, they're coming out of their cocoons.
Yes.
Butterflies are coming out. Some people thought they would emerge a butterfly, but babe, you're just a moth.
A moth?
Yeah. Some of these people came and thought they were butterfly, they were cocooning into butterflies all winter. They came out a moth.
I think I'm a moth. I think this was a moth winter. I've had butterfly winters for sure, but I think this was a moth winter.
I think that people cocoon, and sometimes we get surprised who comes out a butterfly, who comes out a moth at springtime.
Yeah, this is a reveal.
At the picnic, it's a gathering of butterflies and moths, and we try to pretend the moths are butterflies, and we try not to compliment the butterflies too much. It's tough.
I've had some butterfly reveals. I don't think this is one of them.
You don't got to tell me. I'm leaving the winter as a cicada.
Okay. I'm back, motherfucker.
It's been 14 years since, 13 years since the bastion has emerged. I'm just sitting at a picnic with a bunch of butterflies. The moths are like, ooh, get the cicada away from me. I'm coming out the dirt.
Have you ever had a big butterfly reveal?
No.
No?
No.
Like a new haircut, new outfits, new for the spring?
Never really. I always kind of.
I once got a haircut, my braces off, and contacts. Same weekend.
That's incredible.
In the spring, too. Spring of eighth grade.
Wow.
That was my biggest butterfly reveal.
And did people notice?
I think so. I got my first girlfriend. I actually had a girlfriend. I had my first, like, real makeout, we'll say.
Was after that,
yeah.
So people know.
That summer.
So we got to give credits to
for
all
sure.
those things.
Yeah, for the that big three.
You know what's funny?
Not that you can't find love with braces.
You
can, it's just harder.
Thank you. covering your bases, Robbie.
All our listeners out there with adult braces.
Oh, God.
You can find love, but it's hard.
I love that. You know what?
What?
In a roundabout way, your mom really set you up for your first makeout. Your mom really?
No, it was me. I also wanted.
Your mom threw down some coin for your first makeout. She goes to your dad. She goes, "I'm gonna need $40 for Rob's haircut this month. Why? He needs to make out with someone. Yeah.
It's time.
It's Robbie's getting the makeout haircut. Yes. Oh, Robbie's getting the makeout haircut.
We're going somewhere new today.
His braces are coming off. He's getting the makeout haircut. Okay, give him the 20. Let him go to the dinette. Congrats.
Thank you.
You know your mom and dad knew what was going down.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely.
I hope that, yeah.
You hope what? That they
did? I think they knew because I had a fake girlfriend earlier than that. So maybe they were like, all right, it's time for him to really.
Fake like you made up? Imaginary fake?
No. Actual girlfriend. But like we went on one date and we kissed on the lips the day we broke up.
Oh, you've told
the story. Yeah, I told the story. And it was just like a. Like one of those.
I imagine that's all your makeouts.
I can make out.
So, I was thinking, like, what makes a person, like, butterfly, right? We can't take the winter back. We can't butterfly and cocoon. But I was like, what makes a man hot, right?
Okay.
And your boy be getting high. Your boy has Google. Life becomes dangerous.
Sebastian,
what
takes a 5 milligram fast acting edible, goes to his phone, and just types in hot men on Google.
I went. He's like, I got high. I typed
what am
on
I gonna
my phone.
Do this? Who am I gonna be this summer?
I said, how to be a hot man without changing your appearance. And there was a lot of stuff that I noticed. Women find stuff about men hot that we wouldn't expect.
Okay. I mean, I'm an embodiment of that, I feel like, sometimes.
Depends.
In high school, I would say.
And sometimes. Right now, I think that you have a trendy haircut. You're wearing a baggy shirt. You're
Now I look trendy. Now I look trendy.
Yes.
Yeah, I have fake teeth, too. Maybe I can't say that anymore with
I don't
the
think
fake
you
teeth.
Can. I don't think
But in high school, it would be a lot of the, like, the popular girls will say, and they'd be like, she likes Robbie? She's hooking up with Robbie? They would just be surprised.
I feel for you every day.
Yeah.
I feel for Robbie every day.
You feel for my high school self.
No, I feel for you.
Me today.
Because you had to bear that you got to make out with the hot girls. But some people were like, I don't quite get it.
Yeah.
The bullying that went on in this man's life. He made out with the hot girls, and one of the friends was like, he's not my type.
All right, in high school, though,
the
you've
scars
seen
he wears,
pictures of me.
If you could see him emotionally, he looks like Martin Luther's back. Just covered in scars from self-abuse.
I mean,
I was cute, sure.
I was cute in high school a little bit, but it was confusing to a lot of people that certain women liked me.
It was mass hysteria.
It was.
It was mass hysteria.
It was.
Wow. So I did Google what makes a man hot.
Okay.
I found a lot of interesting things.
Okay.
One thing that I didn't know that women find very attractive, which I don't have, is veiny forearms. Let me see your forearms.
You know I have veiny forearms.
Show it for the camera, bro. Come on, we got to get...
I don't know if they'll see.
Women find it attractive. I had no idea. Because when I was a kid, if someone had a veiny forearm, you know what they would say.
What?
What, do you just stay home and jerk off all the time?
Really?
It would always just be, if someone had veiny forearms, they would get made fun of.
Me? I was getting made fun of. There's jerk off Robbie. No, I don't remember ever getting made fun of for that, but interesting.
One of the highest things that women find attractive,
okay,
besides number one was staying in shape.
Okay. Did you have guys that would brag about their forearms?
A little bit.
And be like, I fucking jerk off so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
had that
too, right?
That would brag about that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's them owning people making fun of them.
Okay, I see.
And they go, you have the jerk off vein.
Oh, those were the people maybe that were making fun of me. I was further down on the list where they were getting bullied by someone else, yeah, and then they were making fun of me. Thought it was cool to have big forearms.
Number one on the list of what women find attractive is maintain low body fat.
Really? What list is this?
I went to Reddit. I went
to
multiple places. Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the things, so we're going to take an L on that, folks.
Okay.
Veiny forearms.
Okay.
So that's why between every episode of Game of Thrones, I drink a glass of water and I jerk off.
You jerk off. Okay. You could work that muscle other ways. Did you know?
Don't tell me.
All right, I won't.
I'm not looking to diversify my portfolio of my veiny arms. Something else. What, you're looking at my forearms?
Yeah.
They're nothing.
You have some veins.
Yeah,
I can see them.
I'm able to. Thank you.
I can
see this
your
is
veins.
Him seeing the positive and everything.
I can see your veins. It's not. I'm not making it up. it's not imaginary.
Thank you, Robbie. You're always covering my butt.
All right.
Another something unusual that women find attractive that I had. I guess I had some idea, but something that people find attractive women is morning voice.
I feel like this has become popular.
Sleepy voice.
Like, there was like a meme on the internet that all these TikTok guys would like talk like this or whatever when they would put it by their mouth and kind of croak. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Where they would be like, talk like that.
And it made me realize that throughout the day, a man speaking just gets less attractive. Who is the most unattractive voice that you've ever heard from a man? 2 a.m. them calling
2 a.m. coke
a
voice.
2 a.m. Oh, what's going on, babe? What are you doing? You up?
Yeah.
And I realize that women just find us less attractive as the day goes along.
That is, yeah, the more you talk, the less attractive you are. Evident by finding morning voice hot.
Morning voice hot.
Yeah.
So men that speak less are more attractive to women.
Yeah, we knew that.
It's just truly amazing. I had no idea that every day we get a reset. Women give us a reset every single day. They go, they're hot again. The morning voice is back. And we talk our way out of being hot throughout the entire day till we're begging for ass.
Yeah.
Truly an embarrassing thing for men to do.
To just be able to wake up and speak with a certain tone and be found hot. That's nice.
Women are giving us grace.
Yeah.
And we abuse that grace. That they just like us when we're sleepy.
Confused.
Yes. Women are like, I like my man not just a little violent. Sleepy, just yeah. a little tired. And we talk our way into being you ups.
Yeah. Yeah, into bad ideas, bad jokes.
And you know what? You know what?
Rude,
we sleep
ego.
It off and we get to reset every morning.
We do, and people fuck it up.
And I just am like, it's truly unbelievable how men just ruin, men become less attractive to women. Women are less attracted to men the more we live.
I've been there.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get it. It is more attractive to for someone. I mean, I know women say they like sex in the morning more than at night.
I could see that.
And men like it more at night than in the morning, I assume.
Yeah.
Just because for men, it puts us to sleep. For women, it gives you life. Literally. Oh, I hope not. Some days I'm praying it doesn't give you life, babe.
Hopefully no life.
Listen to me. I'm praying to God you don't get life.
I feel like I'm more of a morning person, definitely.
Have you had sex in the morning recently?
No, but I haven't had sex, period, recently.
So there we go. We're a good test study over here.
I haven't had sex in a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess. But prior to that, prior to my hiatus, yeah, I did in the morning.
You did?
Somewhat recently.
Yeah. I think it gives women life in the morning to have sex. I think for men, it makes us sleepy.
Yeah.
It's the classic roll over, go to bed.
No, I don't do that as much anymore at night.
Well, I'm not saying that I do either.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying that's the cliche.
That is, yes.
Yes, not me. Okay. Another thing that was on every single list.
Okay.
One of the most illuminating and surprising things that women find very hot that men do are chores.
I could see that.
Women find it so... There were so many women on Reddit that talked about how sexy it is for them to be in the other room hearing their husband doing chores.
Interesting.
It's very interesting to me because as a single man, I don't know what I do. Do I knock on doors and go, hey, do you want me to Swift for you? Do I just go to Target with a list and hang out in the cleaning aisle being like, okay, I gotta Clorox my bathroom this afternoon. After that, I will be deep cleaning the radiator, right? Just yelling things I want to do.
I guess on a first date, you could talk about this. How much you like to do chores.
So I should show up on a first date and be like, hey, oh, man, it's so nice to meet you. 1 second. I just got to check this off my to-do list. Got a bunch done today.
Let's talk about how much you love doing dishes, vacuuming. I don't know. I mean, is it true?
Do I know?
You don't like to vacuum?
I have a Roomba.
Yeah, you're right.
I bought a Roomba.
So you don't have to
vacuum. I have no money and I bought a freaking Roomba because I don't like vacuuming so much.
Yeah, I don't like chores.
I don't like chores either. And I understand why it's attractive for someone to do chores.
I get it too, 100%. It's them. It's the same thing as the morning voice. They're not bothering you. They're doing chores.
Yes.
If you're confused and disillusioned, they're not bothering you. If they're in the other room washing the dishes, they're not bothering you.
I notice a lot of what women find hot about men is them doing stuff and not bothering them.
Yes. Not being annoying. Men are annoying.
Men ruin it for themselves.
They really do, myself included.
You don't got to tell me.
Yeah.
The best thing I could do is be quiet.
For sure. And it's hard for me to do so sometimes.
Even when they said women find it attractive when men show emotions, a lot of the times they would put comma slightly.
Really?
I swear to God, it was someone's so told
me that.
Funny.
Someone's told me that for sure.
They go show emotions, but just a little bit.
Don't cry.
Don't cry. Well, yeah. They say show emotion. This is so fucking toxic. They go show emotions about stuff that has to do with the woman, not yourself.
Okay. They go, so be empathetic towards their emotions.
Be empathetic towards their emotions. Don't show your own. It's a lot of what I read online, which is very.
Where are you reading? Where is he going on the internet?
Reddit.
Okay, all Reddit.
This was mostly Reddit. I actually trust Reddit a little bit.
Reddit's
because
good.
It's user. Yeah. I mean, there's clearly people that are saying this.
Yeah. Not too much emotions.
Not too much emotions. There was articles too. I forget where, but like
talking about the proper
classic places
slice of emotion.
Because there is a line. Men are. I think a woman finds it attractive when men show emotion to a certain level.
Sure. Mostly everybody. You have to work to a level of emotions consistently.
That's great. The only person you should be really showing your emotions to are your therapist and your parents. Those are the real people who get your emotions.
And then if you are in a serious relationship, but you can't do every week.
Never.
You don't think so?
You live in a prison of your own.
Really? I haven't been.
Sometimes I wonder if that fucked me, showing my emotions too much.
In your relationships?
Sometimes.
I think it's all good now. I think it wasn't meant to be.
But the doing chores I found very interesting. Because if that was real, girls wouldn't be obsessed with basketball players. They'd be janitors would be the hottest commodity in the damn world.
Which I'm sure they are attractive to. The janitors are hot.
Well, you know, I guess that's why construction workers get ass.
Sure.
Because they have a good job that they know how to do stuff.
Yeah. Like my family, for the most part, not I would say my dad, but a lot of people in my family are extremely handy. And it's very useful.
It gets you far.
It does get you far.
A lot of women, I was surprised that they like that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
From what I read, what women really find hot is a man that also can take care of themselves.
Yes.
And also help take care of them.
For sure.
And here's the thing, as I said before, for me, at least, I feel like in past situations, I've done okay trying to take care of someone else. But I've lost myself in that.
Okay.
So that's why right now when I'm not dating purposely, I'm trying to figure out how to take care of myself.
Yes.
Because then it'll be easy to take care of someone else on top of it. Yeah. And I'm going to be the ultimate man. Okay. The ultimate smoke show eligible bachelor.
Okay.
Coming at you.
You will be.
Wait till I do 10,000 steps every day. Yeah. I'm taking care of myself and I'll be able to love.
I think women probably have come to terms with the fact that they're going to get quite a few cons out of their partner or of any man, we'll say. So it's just like we got to stack the pros. Like he's going to come with some negatives. I think a lot of people have moved past the idea that somebody's not going to have no negatives. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right, what can be the pros then? He's cleaning the apartment, if he can fix stuff around the house, if he can put together furniture, if he can has a car and will do certain things. And
driving
is
was something
driving.
That
yeah.
Women are like, I love a man that drives.
Yeah.
Just because they just don't want you to be a waste.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be your mother and you to just suck their life.
For sure.
I think that men have
me out to dinner. They have to do some pros. Like, we can't. Because a lot of men have a lot of negatives.
I think that men have just sucked women's souls.
a lot of times.
That's why when we look up what's hot that a man could do, the answer is like, if I do the laundry, you fold it.
Yeah.
If I cook dinner all week, maybe you unload the dishwasher.
Yeah, I mean, also we're older, it becomes more practical. I think people have now understood, at least hopefully, most people, not hopefully, but I would say at this point, most people our age have been in one relationship that's somewhat serious.
Yeah.
And I think when going into another one, or the single people that are talking about this, or the people that are talking from a relationship that is working well, is like the practical stuff ends up being a lot more than I think you think when it's in the dating phase, or like they're cute or they're this, yes, or this. The practical stuff is like more than 50% of it.
Yeah.
You have to be a team. And then if you have a house or you have an apartment you have to maintain, there's like, we have to, it's such a team thing being in a relationship a certain degree, where you're like, you have to be a good teammate.
And I hate to sound like it, but that's why I don't hate the word partner.
Yeah. It is a partner for sure.
I know. I like don't mind. And I know that some people that like are queer hate when straight people use the word partner.
Oh.
Because they feel like they're co-opting a word that
okay.
is
I didn't know
them.
That. I didn't you know didn't that. Know
that? No. That it's like eye-rolly.
Yeah,
like they're, you're showing how liberal you are by saying you're a partner, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, I think that it's more, I would want to use it more because of like we're working together.
Yeah, it's endearing.
Another thing women like, acne scars.
Acne scars?
Yeah, I had no idea.
I thought you said acting scars, bro.
I got a couple of those.
I was going to say.
I got a couple of those.
What?
Acne scars.
Acne scars.
Can you believe that?
I guess.
Because I bet it is? It shows that the dude probably had a rough high school and that he wasn't a total douche.
Yeah, but sometimes those guys are the worst.
I agree.
The people that had the worst high school. I think because sometimes they never let it go.
Because
and it's something eats inside of them.
Searching for like, no one's worse. Here's the worst type of man is someone that never got any ass and then all of a sudden got all the ass he could
want. I agree.
That's literally the worst. Men, you need to walk into the shallow end of getting ass.
I agree. Oh, I agree. Could not agree more, Sebastian.
You cannot, no fucking diving into the pool of ass. That's where trouble happens.
I agree.
You know where trouble doesn't happen? Where you go on the first step, which is a kiss, and then you realize, I'm not invited to the second step yet.
Yes, yes.
And then you just have to hang out on the first step. It's just slowly easing your way.
Yeah, that's just because you came back a butterfly doesn't mean that you can just dive into butterfly activities. You need to learn how to be a butterfly. And some people just, like either they go to college or they get this fancy job or they come into some money and they think they can just snap a finger and then be attractive. And it's like, all right, the list of societally attractive things is different than what actually when you're dealing with somebody on a one-on-one basis is gonna find it hot. And it's just like you're gonna probably be rude. You feel like certain things are owed to you. You're like, I spent so much time over there, now I'm finally here. It's like, it's really evident that you're new to this party and you need to chill.
Yeah,
it's because people that have been there for a long time know what it's like,
and I think that they need to really check yeah. themselves.
Yeah, and you'll be embarrassing. I think I had embarrassing times.
I definitely haven't had embarrassing
for sure.
times. You
transition
know,
like, periods.
But we live our life in who we are. We move forward,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That which is beautiful. But I thought that was interesting because the women don't mind our flaws.
No, for sure.
It's absolutely besides for some that were like, oh, I need a good body and the cum gutters.
Yeah. There's people that want a guy who's going to be above 6 foot.
Yeah.
I'm like, that woman is not for me, obviously. If you need somebody who's 6'2", whatever.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I'm
because
not.
Because you're not.
Exactly. Yeah, and yeah. I don't like spend, it's kind of nice. It's like, I don't spend time of being like, how can I be that person?
A 6 foot person?
I can't. I can never be that.
I'm happy that you've come to peace with it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
good.
But
I think some people don't come to peace with like, oh, that person just doesn't like me.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, all right, I'm not that person's type, and that's okay.
What I was doing my research, women like so many different types of men.
100%.
And you just have to know what type of people are attracted to you.
Yeah.
Also, a big thing I read is if you are into XYZ subculture woman, dress as their counterpart.
Yeah,
which was very interesting to me.
If they want you to, I would have a talk before I just like, if I went on one date with.
No, if you are into women who have tattoos, get a couple of tattoos.
Oh, I see.
If you are into, so I'm out here saying I love goth girls wearing what, a forest green one bone shirt.
We love one bone. Shout out.
With my hair nicely combed to the side and be like, Give me a witch with tons of tattoos.
You could meet a goth. You're not going to meet a goth girl as I'm likely. Not. No, you got to hang out where the goths hang out. You got to be where the goths be.
And that's why maybe that's not a reality. That maybe I think that they're attractive, but maybe that's not my reality. Maybe that's not my future. Only the goths know.
You could, yeah, you got to go to goth places.
That's what, and that was one big thing is like presents, if you want, if you like this type of subgenre of person, right? If you present as you, their normal counterparts.
Yeah.
That's an easy way for you to be more attractive to them. And I think that most dudes don't do that.
No.
Another thing is that I read is like men need to learn their color palette. Do you know yours? Do you know your undertone, your skin undertones?
No, but I have things I feel good in.
I need to learn that a little more. I want to know what my undertones are and what like color palette you should be wearing.
I like blue. I mean, I always wore blue. I'm not wearing it now, but I always wore light blue.
I don't know if that goes with your color tone.
Yeah, it might not. But
your color palette might be gray. You might have gray undertones.
Maybe, but that's not what I want to wear.
Okay.
What? This is what other thing I was going to say about the braces, which I guess fits in with this. The reason why I feel like it's harder to hook up with braces is because you don't feel comfortable.
Well, that's it. They want a man that's comfortable.
You
want
to feel comfortable. You want to show that. So if I feel great in my fucking baby blue Hollister t-shirt and I'm feeling like $1 million, and that's what's going to make me feel good, then that's what I'm going to rock.
Can I also tell you this?
What?
I'm going to feel the same in this color shirt or this shirt in a different color. You know what I mean? So that's why.
Well, we're different.
That's why I'll take a.
If I'm in a certain color Hollister shirt or if I'm in my baby blue Hollister shirt, I don't know. Maybe a burnt orange. I'm not feeling as confident.
It's interesting.
Even if the color gods tell me that burnt orange is what I should be wearing.
So you do not want communication with the color gods?
No, I don't think so. I would hear what they have to say, but I'll make my own decision.
I would love to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
Something else that women find attractive.
What?
Isn't money, isn't a job.
I know that.
It's not money, it's not a job, which is insane.
We know that. Women find us attractive, and we both don't have jobs or money.
Oh, be easy with that.
We have something. We have a little bit of jobs.
I work nonstop.
You work nonstop.
I don't take
a
day off.
You're right.
It's not jobs or money. It's purpose. Drive.
Yeah.
They don't care. There were so many women that were like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want him to have a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that's because at a certain point, people, yes, they want a partner who has money so that you could live together, you know?
Yeah. The practicality of the money is important.
But after that practicality level, I think they just want a man to have purpose so that they feel happy.
Yes. They want somebody who's happy and loves themselves. I know. I mean, this is something I realized at a young age, I think.
And then they want someone that's going to be light also. They don't want someone that's going to bring 100%. Heaviness. And all I feel like I've brought to a lot of past situations that have been heaviness.
Yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. This is things that I had to reflect when me and my ex broke up. And I was the opposite of this in so many ways.
Yeah.
Because we're told a lot of times to be the opposite of this.
Well, we're told to be these brooding men.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, we're looking at it as what do other men like?
Yeah.
Who do I like? The fucking Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know, let me grow into be the Undertaker.
Yeah.
If the Undertaker's in the bar and a guy making a lot of jokes are in the bar, the guy making jokes people are going to like more.
Yeah, 100%.
Not the guy going, oh, one more shot. This is movies. This is pretend.
Yes.
Well,
it comes down, I think, in a lot of professions. This is extremely important. They were talking about it. LeBron James was talking about it recently. I saw actors talking about this recently.
How dare you not consider LeBron James an actor?
You're right.
How dare you?
I saw LeBron
not
James
consider
an actor.
A LeBron James,
an a great actor.
How fucking dare
I'm
you?
I'm sorry.
He's in my top five.
Same.
Michael Jordan. Now here's the question: a lot of people ask, "Who's the greatest of all time?" Jordan or LeBron? For me, it's who's the greatest of all time acting, Jordan or LeBron, right? I'll tell you that. That's the real competition.
I'd have to rewatch Space Jam 1 and then rewatch what's the Amy Schumer movie?
Trainwreck.
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 I think Trainwreck is LeBron's best acting movie, not Space Jam 2.
I would say Trainwreck. See, I think the debate for who's better, LeBron or Jordan, it's no one will ever be able to pick sides based on basketball. But I think we could pick a side when it's based on acting. And I truly think that LeBron's got Jordan in acting.
In acting? I think so.
I think so. LeBron might be the greatest
acting athlete
of all time.
Maybe. He's got to do some more stuff.
He does.
I will say that.
But I say when we're doing GOAT conversations based on acting,
okay.
LeBron's got Jordan.
For sure. Do you think, would you classify Schwarzenegger as a athlete?
Of course I would.
You would? So then he's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
Top five athlete actors, for sure, I would say.
Of course I would. He was Mr. Universe so many times.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's more modeling, I guess.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Those competition, bodybuilding is a modeling competition. It's not an athletic competition. A lot of times,
well, he was. They're not. If he was a strong man too, because strong men are
is different.
Is different. I love the strong men.
That you could, I would be more willing to consider an athlete.
But bodybuilding is modeling.
Yeah, because those guys aren't even in good shape. I would say most of the time.
Models from the 90s, like women, female models, or like women models from the 90s, worked just as hard on their fucking body as these Schwarzenegger types.
Oh, for sure.
It's like we just appreciate it differently.
Yeah. Very unhealthy, I would say both.
Both very unhealthy. Extremely. Yes, both are very not healthy. It's pushing our bodies to extreme that people aren't able to obtain through normal circumstances, and now that becomes a beauty standard.
Yeah.
La, la, la. And that's what makes a man get high and look up what makes a man hot. It's the beauty standards like this. No, I think it's good because I'm like looking this stuff up to be like, what? I want to be attractive. I want to feel. I think for me, it all comes back to feeling good.
I think that is the biggest part.
I think feeling good about yourself is the most important. The hottest thing that you could do for you is feel good about you. Yeah, that's beautiful. Nice. Well, I'm happy. You either came out a butterfly or a moth, okay, into this spring. But the beautiful thing is that we found out as men that women are very forgiving.
Oh, for sure.
So
extremely forgiving, which is beautiful.
Which is beautiful. So even though I emerged a cicada, I feel like I still bear a chance for this.
Of course.
Spring fling.
They want to like us.
They want to.
They want to make it work. Women they want to like figure men. It out.
Actually, women don't want to like men, but they do. So they're like, let's just try.
They want to try.
Women are like you in a lot of ways, Robbie.
Yeah.
They're just looking for the good in that.
I agree.
Beautiful. We're going to hop over on the Patreon. I'm very excited. I'll talk about it there, but I have a fun story to tell that I cannot tell on here.
Can you tell the context?
I will. Yeah. Right now. I got asked to do the Press of New York does a show every year called The Inner Circle, where they do a live show for about all politics and stuff. They do musicals, all these like New York news people, and then the mayor does a sketch show afterwards, and I acted with the mayor in a sketch show.
Nice.
I had a rehearsal with the mayor. I did the show with him. We had a little time together. I am excited to share, but I do have to do this behind the paywall.
We're gonna do that on Patreon.
We have. I can't. Okay. I don't. I think legally I have to.
You signed an NDA?
No.
Oh.
But.
You're just afraid?
I just got a couple parking tickets.
Okay. I have a show May 7th. Sebastian will be doing the show. I'm reading a love note letter book that I wrote my ex-girlfriend on stage. And Sebastian will be there making fun of me as I read it. And then we'll do some improv after based on the book. I'm very excited. The last two shows sold out. So please come and support. I probably won't do the show again in New York for the foreseeable future.
That's awesome.
But
be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun. And please come out to that. That's May 7th. Yeah, grab those tickets. I'll be posting about it this week.
And where am I going? South Carolina?
You're going to Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, if you're in South Carolina, come out to see me.
In June.
Also, my old team, we're doing shows again. Nice. We have our first show May 27th. Nice. That you could stream online. So if you want to do that, you could check that out. Beautiful. I'm excited about that. It'll be really fun. Beautiful. All right, Robby. Let's go to Patreon. Hit the music.